There they stand, under the street lamp. Turn into the light, you dope. Yeah. Excuse me, got a match? Thanks. Thanks.
Nice.
Okay. His arm around the bride. Couldn't have been better.
Come back here!
Not with what I got, baby.
The Sons of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness. Sounds of Darkness. Tonight,
take your pick.
Mrs. Bridges' only son is going to hit the hay.
Me too.
I'll drop you at the apartment.
Yeah. Cooper beefing?
Over what? Oh, hang on. Lee Masters' office.
What?
Who? Oh, no, this is Bridges. When? Boy. You got the pick? Yeah, we'll come around. Yeah, I know where you are.
Who?
Looks like we both don't hit the Haley. That was Phil Carruthers, New York Sentinel. A pick got landed on his desk 10 minutes ago.
Of?
The vice president, busting a doll in the street. Just him and the doll. Close-up shot. No one else around.
It'd be nice for the newspapers. Let's go see Carruthers.
Yeah, Lee, it's an instant shot, okay? Developed within minutes, you know.
Yeah, it felt that way, Nichols.
Yeah, you told me. You looked at it, Johnny?
He has.
It's not a very clear pick, but it's clear enough. The vice president of the United States.
Yeah, vice is the right word.
Arms around a broad cheek next to hers. Almost as though he posed for the shot.
He doesn't look drunk, Johnny.
No.
And it is the vice president.
Without a doubt. Nichols?
Yeah, it's the guy, all right.
This pick, Nichols, made on an ordinary commercial machine, a camera you can buy anywhere?
Yeah, I reckon.
The left-hand corner of the pick has an indentation there, kind of pressed down.
Well, hang on, let me get into the light again, will you? Yeah. Could have been when you and Johnny handled it, or that newspaper editor Carruthers. Yeah, and then it was made in the camera when the pick was developed. Could be a faulty machine.
What are you thinking, Lee?
Yeah, nothing in particular, Johnny. Just gathering information.
Okay, you guys. Nichols, photography, FBI. Yeah, he's here. Lee, for you, Carruthers.
Thanks. Yeah, Phil? When? A what? 12 hours deadline, huh? Yeah, otherwise he'll send word to other newspapers that the Sentinel is holding a controversial pick, huh? Except that we'll be holding it. Here, of course. Yeah, okay, Phil. What? Phil, I told you, I know you'd love to print it, send your circulation soaring, but no. Sure, yeah, we've played ball with you before. We'll do it again. Okay, thanks. We'll send for the playback. Yeah, we got a machine. Thanks, Phil.
To your left, 6 inches, Lee.
Phil got a call, recorded it like we asked him. We have 12 hours. Then he alerts newspapers countrywide that the New York Sentinel has or had a pick, a compromising pick of the vice president. You can can imagine the uproar, the inquiries.
Yeah, Carruthers will have to print it.
And we can't really stop him at this stage.
He'll knock the vice president's image for a loop.
Sure, but that's personal, Johnny. As lamentable as it is, the state is not endangered.
Phil, we'll wait 12 hours?
Yeah.
You know, we could destroy this pic right now.
Wouldn't help. Whoever took the pic knows this. Carruthers gave it to us, so we destroy it. Imagine the furore. FBI acting to protect the personal life of the vice president. Public money via the FBI spent on hiding the peccadilloes of a public figure.
Nasty.
Yeah. The public will clamor. They'll clamor to know what we're covering up. In the end, that could be more damaging to us and him than this pic.
So what do we do? Let it get published?
Yep. If we or Phil Carruthers don't get another call.
Which we will?
I think so. No, play that tape back again, will you?
Sure.
No, I don't have the pic with me right now.
What did you do with it?
Handed it over to friends of mine.
The cops?
Not the cops, no.
Then it will be the FBI.
Huh?
It will not help, you know. If you don't publish the picture, all the newspapers in the country will want to know why. You will have to publish in the end. Your friends will return it to you?
Yeah.
You have 12 hours. Publish it in tomorrow afternoon's edition or the wheels will roll.
What are you getting out of this?
A certain pleasure. Who are your friends?
That doesn't matter.
The picture was sent to you because it is known to me that you are acquainted with several of the FBI. In fact, I knew you would send the picture to them. I intended it that way. Shall I tell you two particular friends of yours in the FBI who have helped you in the past and whom you have helped? A certain Lee Masters and a certain Johnny Bridges. Yeah.
He knows what he's doing, this guy.
Yep.
12 hours, huh?
12 hours, exactly. In the end, your newspaper instincts will take over. You will publish the picture of the vice president, and if that is not enough, the attention drawn to what you possess will make you publish. In self-defense.
Who the devil are you?
12 hours.
Now switch it off, Johnny, will
okay.
you? Well, that's why the pic was sent to Phil, of course. The guy behind it knew it would come our way. Something that controversial.
Well, why call us in?
I should think there's much more to this than we realize, Johnny.
You get anything from the voice?
No, it was disguised. He was speaking through a handkerchief, I reckon, something. Okay, we're given a time limit. Now, why?
To get us jittery.
Exactly. This pic is not just aimed at the vice president. Maybe time for the guy to ask for dough from the vice president. Maybe.
You know, it's 2 a.m.
Yeah, I know. We'll get a call before 3.
From?
The guy who's behind this.
Phone him now?
In a moment. Give the hive time to buzz.
It was so easy.
Of course. You had a good time with her before you came out of the apartment?
What do you think? When do I get to see the doc again?
When the FBI have agreed to do what I ask.
But our bosses wish you to ask.
Of course. Her face itches?
Yes. Uncomfortable now. It'll be okay when I see the doc. Hope it's not as painful as last time.
It is all for a good cause.
Yeah, but sometimes...
I'm going to ring Masters now. The call box 2 streets down.
Yes.
Do not leave the apartment. It would not be good that you be recognized or be seen. You understand? time to deliver a message.
Lee Masters.
Mr. Masters, you will have heard my voice before. A friend of yours will have recorded it. Not that you will get anything from it, of course.
You're the guy who took the pick of the vice president?
Yeah. You have my word that nothing will be done by me if this condition is met. By midday tomorrow, release Ivan Krylov. The master spy, Ivan Krylov. Have him released.
Ivan Krylov?
Yeah. Being held by the authorities. A Russian spy. A feather in your cap. I want him released.
You mean, your masters do. In Russia, right?
That is a way of putting it, yeah.
Why me?
You are well known.
And if I don't pass the request on?
I shall then set in action a train of events. Events that will result in a lot of speculation.
And you'll use other picks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it had to be that way. The pick you sent to Phil Carruthers is no negative. Of course, you could have raised a rumpus getting other newspapers interested. Speculation, as you say. But there had to be other picks.
Yeah, there are.
And if the vice president denies all this?
He will. But pictures do not lie.
Well, that's exactly what they can do.
Again? Yeah.
How long I got?
I have told you. Midday tomorrow.
Anything I can do, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
All these pics of the vice president, with dolls?
Yeah.
How do I get hold of you?
I will get hold of you. A call at 11:30 tomorrow.
It's bad, Johnny. And I believe he has got other pics. Let me tell you exactly what he said.
So, what have we done?
Well, let's see where we stand. We know that the pic Phil Carruthers was sent was developed instantly.
Uh-huh.
So we know the type of camera being used. We know the machine has a slight defect. The top left-hand corner of the developed print bears an indentation, almost a tear. Not, I think, caused by human hands, you know what I mean?
Well, how can you tell this?
The feel of the pic. And Nichols agreed. Now, the voice of the guy that phoned me, the same that phoned Phil... Flat American accent, a slight overtone of something foreign. I'm not sure what.
Nothing else?
No. But you know the consequences if other pics do get into print.
Oh, sure. Nationwide scandal. The state's a laughingstock for a while. Take a long time to die down. You know, propaganda-wise, a kick in the teeth. Vice presidents of the United States are not supposed to carry on like visiting firemen.
At 4 in the morning...
Johnny, make you some coffee.
Oh, with pleasure.
Ames?
Yeah.
Let me have that pick again, will
you? No. Here. Yeah, and they want Krylov's release.
Yep. Maybe it's worth it.
Huh?
Ames, this pick. I gather the light's bad, yeah. But is there anything behind it? Can you see any kind of building, anything distinguishable behind the vice president and the doll?
Oh, let me have a look here. No, nothing.
Yeah, I'll give the kettle time to boil up. Let me have another look at that pic.
Oh, yeah.
Funny. I thought they didn't make them like that anymore.
The broad?
No. You can just see behind the broad's head a flight of stairs up to what could be a door here.
Keep going, Johnny.
Well, it's only just struck me. The sort of balustrade thing there. What does that look like to you, Mr. Ames?
All sort of ornamental, that's all.
Hold on. That may be all we need. Describe the balustrade to me as best you can, Johnny.
Okay, but it's hard to see. They're standing at the bottom of some stairs from the door outside into the street, I'd say. Counting the height of the broad and the vice president, about, 12 steps in all. And
you're hanging around here for, Bob?
I like the smell of the street.
You just gotta be kidding.
I am.
You a cop? You looking for something?
Yeah, fancy balustrade, you know.
A fancy balustrade? Oh, plain nuts.
Madam, you ever see a flight of steps like this in this street anywhere? This kind of ornamental jazz at the top of the stairs?
No.
Sure?
No.
Yes or no?
You're a cop. You got a cop smell. You decide. Yes or no, it's all the same to me. I ain't gonna help you.
Oh, my feet.
How you doing, Clancy?
Walking holes in my soul. That's what I'm doing. Give me a coffee.
Okay. Yeah. Something special up?
Yeah. Looking for an ornament.
Really? I didn't know you were the type, Clancy.
Keep him at it, Ames. And tell Cooper as well. The guys on the beat are likely to remember a thing like that. I like in the pick. Yeah. What? Okay, how else do we locate them before 12, huh? Yeah, like I said, get them to concentrate on this area. That kind of ornamentation is the kind of stuff you may find in this area. Seedy streets, once pretty grand, say, just after the First World War.
You doing anything?
I'm leaning against the lamppost. You?
I got a neat apartment up the street.
Congratulations.
Interested?
Some other time.
You a cop?
Want me to ask where you are?
Oh, go to.
Well, this is one Chestnut Lee is not going to pull out of the fire. Yeah, may as well try up the street. This is the last one in the square of streets he wanted searched. Wait a minute.
Peter, you're half asleep. The dame. Hey! Hey, hello again.
Change your mind?
You live there?
Uh-huh.
And there's the stairs and the ornamental crowns at the top of the flight of the steps.
You are not or something?
And that means...
You want me or not?
Only officially, honey. Okay, let's go up to your apartment.
You won't get booked, Miss Abigail.
I thought I didn't even know who it was until you told me.
Do you recognize the man again who took the pic?
Yeah, I think so.
You may have to. Now, tell me one thing more. The man you entertained here took out into the street. Did you get a close look at his face? I mean, did it look in places new? New flesh, kind of unnatural?
I don't know. Yeah, in a way. Like it was kind of stretched. He had a few red patches on his face. I didn't really think about it.
It figures. Okay, I use the phone.
Sure.
Over here somewhere?
On a table, to your left. What's the matter? You blind, huh? Hmm.
Lee here, Ames. We got the broad who was in the pick. Now, I want this done fast.
Yeah, but what?
I'll explain later. Get this done fast. It's something that struck me on the way down here. The request was for the release of Ivan Krelov by midday, right?
Right.
Now, I think this may be a blind. He was taken with Nuri Yegadov, second secretary of their embassy. On the surface, Krelov is the mainspring, the man behind the Russian spy ring, operating this side of the States with a ring in Canada.
Yeah, sure, but... Well, yeah, that's why we rushed extra guards to where he's being held in case an attempt's made to...
Guard Yegadov instead. See you.
Drugstore at the corner sells that kind of camera, Lee. I got a list of the people he sold to over the last month. All of this area.
Okay, let's go calling. 11:30-ish? Just got time. I heard them moving about. A couple of guys inside. Kick the door down, Johnny. Go in with a gun.
Okay, you guys, stay where you are.
Shut up.
Well, I'll be the vice president of the USA.
Plastic up, Johnny. Must be. Close the door.
What do you want?
Watch them both, Johnny. You, the one that just spoke. That's the voice on the recording that Phil took. And the guy that called me on the phone. You got a camera around here?
I do not know
where... Produce it. Hurry it. Leave that gun alone, Buster. Pick up the camera with the other hand. That's a good boy.
My hat. You shot my...
Bring the camera here.
Open the camera, Johnny. Fit the pick into it. The one Phil was sent. Can you manage?
Sure. The indentation is identical, Lee. Same place, same depth. This is the camera used for that pick of the broad and the fake vice president of the USA.
You both Russians? No, employed by the Reds.
It matters nothing what you do by now.
By now, the attempt on springing Nuri Yegadov will have been foiled. Ivan Krelov was the fall guy, huh? For Yegadov, the brains behind the spy ring, our CIA cracked. Johnny, call Ames.
Okay. Mr. Ames, Johnny here. Lee asked... What? Uh-huh. When? I see. Yeah, sure. Two dead. Theirs? I'll tell him. Yeah, we got the guys behind it. Lee will call later.
The attempt to spring Yegadov? Failed. Two Reds dead, huh? You know, Johnny, it's funny how an association of things often comes out right. Okay, Johnny, let's go.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Harry van Veek.